You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Should San Luis Obispo have a formal policy regarding monuments? That was the discussion this week after a group proposed placing a statue of a former U.S. president in a city park. The mayor and some in the community disagree with the idea. San Luis Obispo officials ultimately decided the city's monument policy is not to have any. KCBX's Tyler Pratt was there.
By definition, monuments are sculptures or structures erected to notable people or events. On Tuesday, the San Luis Obispo City Council heard the results of a five-month study of cities with monuments policies. This includes San Jose, Auburn, and Washington, D.C. Summary: each city has a different approach to placing monuments in public spaces. Mayor Heidi Harmon steered the discussion afterwards.
Anyone worthy of a monument would not want one.
Harmon opposed a plan this year of putting a privately funded statue of President Theodore Roosevelt in Mitchell Park. Others wondered why him and not someone more associated with the city. The conversation comes after cities across the country have been forced to defend or remove monuments, often of white men from history, called out as problematic.
Why would we step into lifting up individual people who are undoubtedly, as we all are, complex, flawed, that have moments of genius and brilliance, no doubt, but also moments where we make incredibly bad decisions.
San Luis Obispo has a public art policy, which hasn't been updated since 2015. Council directed staff to update the policy to say, no monuments to people, statues of concepts, okay.
It is the worst thing that they could have come up with because it says there are only ideas. Only ideas are important, and people with all their wonderful and terrible flaws are not.
James Papp is chair of the city's Cultural Heritage Committee and says not allowing monuments is a slippery slope.
Because the next thing is we can't put up plaques to anyone, or we won't have an event about any individual.
Harmon says she invites people to submit public art designs that celebrate San Luis Obispo ideas and ideals. But council members say they have concerns about putting up statues in general, because while they are often privately funded, the city is tasked with maintaining them until when or if they have to remove them. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.